Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Hello, people. So I'm just getting myself comfortable. It's a sunny day, blue sky, chilly, but a beautiful day outside. I might even go, this sounds so sad, and feed the squirrels later. Oh, and the dog's coming in because he wants to join in. Hello, Milo. Do you want to join in? Right, let's get Milo settled. Right, that's the... Oh, no, we're going to have this, are we? Are we going to have this every time a car goes past? This is what he does. He just oofs at everything. It's really annoying. He just... all the time. If he carries on, I will have to... just make him wait outside because it drives me mad. This week, we're talking about thrifty tips and tricks. So a lot of us are not making money from having clients, although maybe doing press-on nails. It's not just because of lockdown. It's because there is an abundance of, well, there are an abundance of companies out there selling products. You know, I don't sell money products. I sell some Swarovski crystals, but... what I mean is, in a society where pretty things attract us, how can we save money so that we can have the nice things we want, but not necessarily use them all up so quickly? Do you have any tips or tricks? Now, I've read some of your answers and I've like, some of them are amazing. So let's go through what you guys have said and see what you think of these tips and tricks. So I'm going to have a look on the Facebook group, which is Nail Tech Support. If you're not on there, get on there. Nail Tech Support on Facebook. Shelley says, gosh, I've tried so many. eBay, Amazon and many other places, and more times than I can count, they've had issues. So I use Glitter Planet tips. I've taught myself to sculpt. I know that's not for everybody, but it's probably the most economical. I now view tips as a foundation and start with quality. That's really good. Really good. Shelley Marie says, neon pigment powders, chrome powders and such. This is a bloody good tip, this. Instead of paying whatever ungodly amount that some companies charge, you can find a pigment website and buy their sample bags of colours. You can usually get an entire pack of colours for 10 or 20 bucks. Obviously, she's obviously in America. And each bag comes with more than you'd get from buying those powders elsewhere. Wow. And she's actually recommended some sites. So if you go onto my book, my group Nail Tech Support, and find this post, you will see the sites. Same with glitters, she said. Now, I have a tip with glitters, actually, where I prefer to not buy pre-mixed acrylic glitters, although there are some that are absolutely stunning and you might not necessarily be able to buy those glitter mixes. But if I can buy the glitter loose from that person, so like Glitter Planet, for example, I have so many of her glitters and I just pick up a blob of clear acrylic and pick up the glitter. Instead of paying, I don't know, £10 for a glitter acrylic, I pay £1.50 for a bag of glitter. You're saving a ton of money. Same with hard gel. Just mix the glitter in with the hard gel. It makes it so much cheaper. Right, so Milo's kicking off again. I love my doggy. So I forgot to put this question out on the Nail Room podcast's main page. I stuck it in the story and forgot to actually post it. And I forgot to put it on my main page. So we're not going to have as many responses as I would have liked. But I do have a few tips and tricks of my own that might help you. Who knows? So let me have a quick look here. The beautiful Kerry sent me a mahoosive one. I love her so much. So she's put this week's podcast, tips and tricks, what I do. I have an idea of what I need to purchase, then check how much it costs from the main brand sellers. Look at places like AliExpress, eBay and Amazon for price comparisons. Generally, you're paying for the name branded on the product, but if you don't mind not having that, then you can generally pay a lot less. That's incredibly true. I mean, I'm buying in product in bulk. From a dealer, like a supplier, So I'm buying it in bulk. I am adding extras to it and paying a lot of taxes so to get it over the border and then reselling it, obviously to make a profit. That's business. But I have to make the initial investment and pay the taxes. So I think if you don't mind waiting as well, if you don't mind waiting a month for a product to arrive, you can order it from cheaper places. But the only thing I will say, and I this and only because this has happened to me when I was buying like my own individual products, you take a risk. I've bought products from like Wish or AliExpress. They've arrived and they've been horrific. The condition's been bad. It's taken a month to get there. Whereas when you buy it from somebody like, all right, I haven't got any on my website at the moment, but I will have in the future. When you buy it from somebody like myself or Glitter Planet or Kylie Wherry, what we've done is tested the product, then we've paid to have the product branded because that costs extra. And then we've bought in a lot of the product. And I don't know about them, those guys, but for example, you guys know that I'm releasing a pickup tool for crystals, and it comes in a case and it's got spare heads with it. Now, when it originally arrived, every single one had damaged heads, and I didn't want to go through the rigmarole of sending it back and getting new ones. So I actually bought replacements for everything. So I spent extra money. I tested every single product by hand to make sure it was up to the quality. So it's not a case of just buying it in and sending it out. I test every single thing. And like the Swarovski crystals, I have to order those from my Swarovski supplier who gets them directly from Austria. So they have to come from Austria to London, from London to me, all in individual bags. I have to sit there and count out tens of thousands of crystals by hand because I don't have a spare like 10 grand to spend on a crystal counting machine. So there's a lot of work that goes, a lot of man hours that go into it. But if you're willing to take a chance that, all right, you might get a few misses to get a hit. Like I've bought loads of cheap brushes and they've been absolutely awful. And then I bought one that I loved. So if you don't mind taking the hit, Kerry's right, you can go and get it cheaper. You just might have to wait a bit longer, or you might risk like initially wasting a fiver. You've just got to weigh up, I suppose. Is it worth? Because if you get, say there's a brush for 15 quid, right? Say I was, I'm not, but say I had an acrylic brush for 15 quid on my website, and you could buy something similar on Wish or AliExpress for £7 or £5. It might not be the same product, it might look the same, like similar, but you've got to know that no one's, like I haven't tested it. Do you see what I mean? So do you risk buying three or four that don't work? Or if the gap's not too big in price, then it's not really an issue. But if the gap is massive and it looks like someone's making a gigantic profit, then I'd say try the cheaper option. Like, don't get me wrong, I've got a lamp, I've got two gel lamps, right? They are identical. I kid you not, they are identical. I know where they come from. They come from the same supplier and they have been rebranded. And I know this because I looked at it myself and thought, why should I do that when people can just buy a cheaper one? However, the company will insist that theirs is different, but it's not. And that, I believe, is just dishonest. So you can get things cheaper. If you're looking for a really good lamp, I'd recommend the Sun lamp. They're really good value for money. Here you go. Kerry's given an example of this. I wanted a nail bit pot to sanitize my e-foil bits. The branded one was £11, including VAT. £4 postage and packaging. I found it on eBay for £3.99, free postage and packaging, but expected arrival is any time from 9th of Feb to 11th of April. So what they're doing is something called drop shipping. So they don't have the product. What they're doing is they're selling a product they don't have. That's how that works. So you order it, then they order it, then they send it to you. And if you're not exactly, if you don't mind waiting, it's cool. I also wanted an armrest pillow and the branded one was £30. Bloody hell. I purchased one from Amazon for £11 with free delivery. Yeah, exactly. Cheap top coat when practicing. This saves using my best one. Great idea. Save the best for your customers. Same with practice tips. Generally buy from eBay for a few quid. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm just reading. I don't use glitter mixes that much, but when I purchase, although they can be inexpensive, even the branded ones, if you shop around, you can save pennies here too. I also use Facebook Marketplace. That's a really good idea to buy branded gel polishes, acrylic powders that haven't been used or have hardly been used. That's always a good one. People are giving up or changing professions all the time. So that's a really, really good idea. When it comes to like practice tips and stuff, I get all mine from Amazon. Why not? Like they're good, they're just as good. Press-on tips, I get them from Amazon as well to make press-on nails. I could easily like, one thing I am gonna be getting in to sell on the website, which I'm so excited about. Have you seen these like extra long square tips that are super trendy at the moment? I've got some coming in. I've only bought a few bags because I just wanted to see if people were interested in them. But I think very much, I'm pretty open and honest about stuff like this. In my opinion, we buy from people we like to support them, knowing we could buy it cheaper elsewhere. Do you see what I mean? I have bought things from my friend Kylie Wherry. I've also bought things from my friend Lorna from Glitter Planet. And it's because I want to see them do well. It gets awkward because I can't expect like Lorna to come and buy crystals from me when she sells the like imitation crystals. That wouldn't work. Likewise, I'm not going to buy crystals from her, but I still support her business. And you try and do the best you can for people, but ultimately for your practice items, yeah, why not get cheap and cheerful? Trying to think of some tips that I can give you. So, I use practice tips online, cheap, easy peasy. I don't go in for all this, and I tried this, I tried it, and I can tell you now, for me, it wasn't worth it. Buying super duper expensive tools, I have found that they worked no differently to anything else. So, I tried it, and it didn't really do it for me. So I tend to, well, all the tools I've got at the moment that I use are Glitter Planet. They're very good value for money. Yeah, I suppose if I wanted to, I could go on to Wish or AliExpress and buy cheaper ones, but I don't know if those particular ones are the same and if they're any good, and I can't be asked. So I'd rather pay a couple of extra quid and get it from somewhere that I know they've tested them and tried them. What else could I tell you? I don't go in for hype about brands just because, like, oh, someone's released this and it's great because it's, you know, I tend to sort of sit back and have an actual look at it and think, is it though? Is it good? I mean, right, I've been umming and ahhing over getting this product. Can't remember her name, Katie something. It was the box for filming and light. It's got a lighting box. It's not a new idea. I've had a lighting box. In fact, I've got two. I didn't like them because I felt I had to fit my stuff in it and then I was restricted. And then I've got to work with my product outside the box and my hands inside the box. And they were great for taking photographs, but you can get them on Amazon for like 30 quid or 20 quid or whatever. And I saw the hype about it and I thought, well, it's amazing branding. But is this a product that would bring me value? And also, if the lighting disagrees with the camera, I did notice some flickering, and I hate that. That's to do with certain LED bulbs. They cause flickering distortion when you're filming. Don't want that either. So there are some products that come out and I think they look amazing. They look so good. And you see the hype and you think, oh my God, I can feel myself wanting this. And then, do I need it? Will it actually make a difference? I'm not entirely sure. Am I happy with my setup at the moment? Yes, I am. It works for me. I have arthritis. I have a problem with my shoulder, a problem with my hand. So I need to be able to work in a way that's comfortable for me. Maybe I won't be comfortable and then I've bought something I can't use and all those thoughts go through my head. So I've decided for now, I'm not going to invest in it. I might do, but I just don't think it will be for me. I like to have all my stuff spread out. I like to have, I'm kind of a messy worker. I don't like restrictions. So having to film inside a box will just annoy me. Whereas if I'm on my desk, I set up my hand where I'm comfortable and then I bring my camera to me. Do you see what I mean? Rather than having to fit inside a certain space. But for some people, it's going to be a lifesaver for them because they work really comfortably and they absolutely love it. I just think I'm a bit with my hands, maybe. What else can I tell you? Okay, you don't need a tip stand to work on tips. I bought, before I bought a tip stand, I just bought like a pack of 100 lolly sticks for like a quid or something off eBay. Easy peasy, done. Especially if you're doing press-ons for people, because then I would write on the tip like P-I for pinky, T-H for thumb, and then I always used the lolly stick for the corresponding nail, didn't get in a mess when I was doing designs and stuff like that. What else can I tell you? Saving money on monomer, for example. Don't buy shit monomer. That won't work if you use acrylic. But don't decant a whole ton of monomer. Just decant a small amount at a time and fill it up if necessary. And there's a video on my YouTube about how to avoid contaminating your monomer with highly pigmented colours, because the more you contaminate, the more you're going to waste. Once you learn how to not contaminate your monomer and how to not overuse it, then you won't have to throw it away and you will save a lot of money there. I'm trying to think what else. Oh my God. Okay, here's another one. Crystals, let's talk crystals. I adore Swarovski crystals. It's the only thing I use. I am obsessed, as you know. However, some of my ladies that have bought the Crystal Winter Sparkle kit and then gone on and done the crystal placement course, what they've done is used their cheap crystals, like the rhinestones, the imitation ones, to do their practicing, which is a fantastic idea. Get to grips with it, use them, and then keep the special ones for you. You know what I mean? Or your clients, but keep the special ones. Or another thing I do is, if I know I'm just doing a design for YouTube, I won't secure those crystals as tightly as I do, so I'll just put them on with a bit of top coat or something, and then I will remove them and put them in a bag. And I actually have a pack that I've put by of crystals that I've used on a design. I won't use them on a client, but I will reuse them on my practice hand for designs. So then you're recycling and reusing. I'd never put like cheap stones on my fingers or a client's fingers. I just wouldn't. And if I'm demoing, I won't either. But practicing, I would, although I don't have any. But I used to, all the time. Another thing I would say, if you work with hard gel, instead of buying all these coloured hard gels to go along thinking you've got to have a system that matches, you don't. If your base product is the hard gel and all that system is fine, whatever artwork you're doing or encapsulating, you can use whatever you want because it's not touching the nail plate. So, for example, if I did a smile line with hard gel and I wanted some beautiful colours and glitters inside, I would use my gel polish. Paint with your gel polish. It's just as pigmented, just as beautiful, and then cap it in clear gel. Don't feel that you've got to be buying all these coloured, expensive gels. Like some of the brands, their coloured gels are just extortionate. So just use your gel polish and then cap in the clear. It's absolutely fine. Piece of wee wee, nice and easy. I'm trying to think of anything else I can think of to help you. Lighting wise, here you go, here's a tip that I was told. I don't use this lighting anymore because I was lucky enough to be sent something that was a lot nicer, but this lighting system did work for me for a while and it was very inexpensive. I just bought a clip-on desk light with the shade, like the rounded cone shade on it, and then a bright daylight lamp separately, and I think I got the whole setup for less than £30 off Amazon. bargain. Absolute bargain. Or you can buy the desk light from IKEA. It's really good. But again, not expensive. And I used that for filming for probably about a year and a half before I got sent something to try that I fell in love with. But it did for me. It worked and my videos were good. So, yeah. Software as well. If you're into editing pictures, I use PixArt. It's so cheap because I don't have to do much editing. You just kind of like crop it and stuff like that. Add your logo. PixArt is free, unless you want the enhanced version. I've never used the enhanced version. And for video editing, I use KineMaster, and I think it's about 20 quid a year. And I do it all on there. And then there are other apps you can get. My husband's got a few for his business which do advertising stuff, and they're really cool. And you might pay like £6 a month for those because they're a bit fancier. But I rely on KineMaster to edit my videos, and it's very, very good. So yeah, I hope you've picked up a few little tips and tricks. Have a chat, think about what you would like to talk about next week, and yeah, we'll have a chit chat then. Stay safe in the meantime, and I'll see you all in Cyberland. Tally bye.